This is Memory Lane FM.
Welcome to Memory Lane FM, bringing you the end of the war. Coming up, we'll have people talking about their memories and experiences of World War II, including the celebrations and demobilisation.
And the boys managed to shove the aircraft onto their bonfire, and that went tremendous. That was magic.
Even on the day the war ended, people were still fighting. John Lincoln describes what it was like for him to hear the news.
I was selected to take out the last patrol from the battalion into enemy territory on the 4th of May 1945, which I wasn't too happy about. But I did it because it had to be done. And we were moving into unknown country and were fired at a particular spot. We had two alternatives, to go back or to go forward. So we went forward and we spent the whole day looking at various places. And almost as soon as we got back, still very muddy, still damp and wet from the day, we had a message through saying that the enemy had given up and the war would stop at 7 o'clock the following morning. And that very evening, because we all happened as a company to be in a biggish house, we all got together and we had an entertainment, which was just the men doing what they could to entertain. And I remember afterwards sitting in a small room with the other officers of the company. We didn't talk about the war, we talked about the people that we'd known during the war. And the next morning, for us, the war had finished.
As news of the end of the war filtered through to the people of Britain, mass jubilation started. Edna Basil remembers.
I remember him shouting, you know, the war is over, and everyone was at a party, I think, down Eagle Walk where I lived, that particular night.
People at home suddenly started to experience new things. Janet Reid tells us.
Now, after the war, the blackouts came down. All the windows were blacked out and you couldn't see any lights from outside. And my dad said to me, come on, I'll take you for a walk around the town. And people had taken their blackouts down and you could see the coloured curtains. Never seen it before.
I was unsettled. I'd matured fairly considerably from 18 to 23. I'd done an awful lot of things. And I did find it difficult, I think, for a time to settle down. But there was no alternative but to settle down and get on with your life.
After the horrors of war, everyone greeted the news that it was over with relief and celebration. Brothers Brian and Manny Harmon and Jack Grice recall the parties and the bonfires.
They had a massive party in the marketplace. The market was full of soldiers, sailors, airmen, kids.
Slung furniture out the windows, the soldiers didn't burn to all in the middle of the room. Everybody's overjoyed.
Great big party.
The end of the war in Japan happened and I was at RAF Yatesbury. They had the most magnificent flagpole that you've ever seen. And the boys decided that to celebrate the end of the war in Japan, first of all they'd take down the flagpole, and then they would cut it in small pieces and have a bloody great bonfire. And there was all hell let loose, because in the corner of the drill square at Yatesbury there was an aircraft. And the boys managed to shove the aircraft onto their bonfire, and that went tremendous. That was magic.
Closer to home, and after years of rationing, it was party time for the children. Barbara Pratt, Dawn Hermiter and Eric Hornigold remember those happier days.
The older men, again, they'd all got more friendly with everyone and wanted delegate to come round to the houses and collect, because people hadn't got that much money in them days, and collect so much every week, till by the time it was the end of the war, there was enough to have a jolly good party.
From being very strictly rationed, suddenly all mums pulled together and there was cakes and jellies and things like that appeared, and we had big street parties. Everywhere was decorated up, the streets were decorated up, people brought their pianos out in the street, played the piano, sang, danced, because it was a time of great relief.
When the war was finished in Germany, we had quite a lot of celebrations in the streets. The streets were decorated, the lights were switched on, we had dancing in the streets, and there was parties for the children. We had quite a what we call a happy time then. You
make me happy. The country celebrated. For many, London was a place to be, as we hear from George Thomas.
When the war was over, I did go on the victory parade in London and round the House of Parliament and everywhere like that, and down the Mall, past Buckingham Palace, I think. Crowds in the street were enormous. The London people were so happy to be the war over, you couldn't believe it. The girls, they were kissing every soldier there was or we came across. We had a good time.
Still to come, we'll hear Barbara Platt talking of the aftermath and Edna Basil speaking of the changes after the war.
What do you think soldiers were given when they left the services at the end of the war? Here's George Thomas to tell us.
They gave me a suit, a hat, a trilby, I did look good, and a striped suit, never forget that. I didn't even wear it when I got home. And I think I had £98 they gave me for being in the war for 4 years. That was the bonus.
Even after the war was over, it took some time for things to get back to normal. Here are Mr. Barber and Barbara Pratt telling us what the problems were after the war.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
We had some relations in London. After the war finished, we went there on holiday. And I remember, as we come into London, as far as the eye could see, that's desolate. No building standing at all. Just one great big flat area full of brick rubble.
Everywhere needed painting and repairing for a start. Nothing had been done anywhere. We were short of everything. Cosmetics, you name it, you couldn't get it unless you were very lucky and knew someone. So, yes, there was peace. But it took, well, years really to get back to a normal, ordinary life. Is free.
As a result of the war, women started to get equal rights in the workplace. They came out of being housewives and gained their place in society. Edna Basil and Dawn Hermiter explain.
Women came into working a lot more with jobs that they wouldn't have done years ago.
Mums had to take over a lot of the men's work, and a lot of women drove buses, which wasn't known in those days, although you do get it now, and work in factories. They had to take over the men's work because the men were away fighting.
Things didn't get better immediately after the war. Dawn Hermiter recalls.
It was quite some time before we stopped having ration books, and things started to get plentiful in the shops. But it changed in the way that we had freedom. We didn't have to worry about the siren going. We could go to school safely, know that all day long we wouldn't hear that dreadful sound. And we had freedom mainly.
Coming up, people talking about how the war affected their lives. Through the war, emotions ran high, and many people were affected by the experience. We asked Dawn Hermiter, John Lincoln and Manny Harmon to reflect on their feelings towards the war and its legacy.
I think it was a time of great terror, in a way. As children, to start with, we didn't realise what was going to happen, and also we didn't realise what a sad time it was going to be for lots and lots of families. Because a lot of dads didn't come home. I had friends who lost their dads in the war, and it was something that you never forget.
I think it had to happen. If it hadn't happened then, it would have happened sooner or later. I'm glad that there's been no subsequent wars since, not major wars, but there's always little skirmishes, well, hardly little skirmishes, there's always wars going on somewhere. Maybe that's the way of life. I don't know.
It makes you wonder at times. You know, I sit there sometimes at night and think, well, why is all this going on in the world now? You know, we fought war, what we thought. I mean, we were only kids, we didn't really know what was going on, but we knew that that was wrong. But what annoys you is, nobody's learnt a lesson from it, have they? There's wars now. What are they fighting for? What are our poor boys going out there for, getting their lives lost? And we don't know why. None of us know why.